hit that shot.
Gosh, he's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Did you see who's running for mayor in Knox County, Tennessee?
Of course I did.
His name is Glenn Jacobs.
Yep.
But he is better known as... Go ahead.
Kane from the WWE.
Kane, which is Undertaker's half-brother, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So the wrestler Kane is running for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. It's kind of confusing that the town is called Knox County.
Right.
But he's running for mayor. He's got a video out. His slogan is lighting the way for our future. What is it with all these wrestlers getting into politics?
Well, his there's not a lot.
Well, okay. What I meant to say there was our current president has received a Stone Cold Stunners in the WWE
right,
Hall of Fame.
Right, so. Yeah. Okay, I hear you there. There was also a wrestler who's currently in the WWE that was running for a seat in Congress for the state of Michigan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you notice, his run for mayor is very gimmicky to his persona in wrestling because the whole thing was when he first came in, he was supposed to be this burn victim. And he was basically decked out in wrestling gear, mm-hmm. except for one arm being exposed. He has a logo. He's like a logo of fire, mm-hmm. in his name. And what's the slogan again?
Lighting the way for our future.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess there might be a fire reference in there, lighting or I don't know.
Would you vote for him?
Absolutely. He's very smart. He has. I can't remember where he went to college, but he had like.
Well, he's a libertarian,
right?
And he's trying to replace the outgoing Republican mayor who is term limited. So,
from everybody I've heard, he's like one of the smartest guys ever to be in wrestling, so he apparently has the credentials to get it done.
Well, I am now officially following that race very closely.
Absolutely.
They need to get that on, like,
next year.
On Wolf Blitzer. You know, they need to get that magic board behind him and look at certain parts of the town and how they're voting. Yeah, Kane for mayor. I'm all on board for that.
Mo Harkless, he is a player for the Portland Trailblazers. Well, you know, in the NBA, you know, professional sports, there's always these clauses in the contract where if you meet a certain, you know, statistic or, you know, even get to the playoffs, you'll receive a bonus. He had a bonus in his contract that if he shot better than 35% from three, he would receive $500,000.
Wow.
He finished at 35.1%, and to keep that bonus, he did not shoot a three for the last three games of the regular season.
Wait, did he admit that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You can find that out statistically.
That's funny. Good for him. I believe they're a playoff team, too. So
yeah, they are.
You are kind of putting your team at risk.
A sixth seed.
No, I think they're the eighth seed. I think they're going to be taking on the Warriors in the first round. But that's good for him. Way to make another $500,000. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for Jeff Mitty for joining us. If you missed it, check out the podcast page. K-State Baseball is next on KMT.